وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك أبا عبد الرحمن، بارك الله فيك. You're asking about is permissible to speak during time iftar, suhoor, during eating, and what's the condition. The answer, يا أخي بارك الله فيك, yes, absolutely, my dear brother, you're allowed to speak during eating food without a way of disrespecting the food. You understand? Because it's appreciating the ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala. Al-Asl, the original way, you're allowed to speak during the food. شيخ ابن عزيم رحمه الله تعالى بن أص وهكذا الشيخ مقبول وهكذا غيره قال حلال وحلال وحرام وحرام. Means you're allowed to talk during the food, during eating, you're fasting, you're not fasting. If it's halal talk, yeah, it's halal. If it's mustahab talk, it's mustahab. If it's wajib talk, it's wajib. If it's haram, haram. Lots of ahadith show us this kind of understanding, barakallah fik, that the asl, the original way, is you're allowed to talk during the food. حديث جبر بن طعيم صحيح مسلم، the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم نهز نهزة من اللحم من الذراع ثم قال أنا سيد ولا آدم ولا فخر، قال أنا سيد ولا آدم ولدي آدم ولا فخر. حديث جبر بن طعيم صحيح مسلم، the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was eating from a sheep عليه الصلاة والسلام. So he grabbed some of the meat, then he said, أنا سيد, I'm the master of children of Adam, ولا فخر, without any proudness. Look, he talk and he make a statement when he was eating. حيث عمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصحيحين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يأكل معه الطعام فقال وكانت يده تطيف الصحف فقال يا غلام سمي الله تعالى وكل بيمينك كل ما يليك. هذه نصيحة، هذه سبب معروف واجب. He was eating with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw his hands moving everywhere in the plate. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected him and said to him, oh my son, eat with your right hand and eat from the area that in front of you. Al-Hadith. وهكذا بارك الله فيك. Hadith بارك الله فيك. حيث من عمر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من نسي أن يسمي الله تعالى في أول طعامه فليسمي في آخره وليقول بسم الله أوله وآخره. If you forgot to say Bismillah ar-Rahman during when you are eating, in the beginning, say it wherever you remember and say Bismillah awali wa akhiri. Hadith Aisha. Say Bismillah awalihi wa akhirihi. Awali wa akhiri. This is talk also. When you are eating, you mention adhkar. Hadith also, hadith the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will open his fast. He says, say, Hayth ibn Umar. قال if we say this hadith authentic is خلاف but it's famous and well known hadith. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he opened his fast, he say ابتلت العروق وذهبت الظمأ وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. If we say this hadith authentic is a خلاف in between العلماء. Loads of ahadith show us that you are allowed to talk. If it's مباح مباح, if it's حرام حرام, if it's مستحب مستحب, if it's واجب واجب. It depends about the reason of your talk. You understand? حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه. Look this example for the forbidden talk. حديث أبي هريرة في الصحيحين. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهذا جاء من حديث عائشة. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما عاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طعام قد إن اشتهاه أكله وإن لم يشتهي تركه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will never criticize the food. If he like, he will eat. If he doesn't like, he'll eat. You understand? Means in this kind of behavior, he leave it. It's considered kind of talk. But look, the Prophet will never criticize. This is forbidden talk during the food. Don't criticize the food. You understand? وهكذا مثلا حفظك الله تعالى أنا ذا حديث حديث نعم الإدام الخل. Once the Prophet, they brought to the Prophet ﷺ kind of vinegar with food, so the Prophet ﷺ praised it. Prophet ﷺ praised it. You understand? This kind of talk also. Till the end, everything in this chapter cannot be finished. Like I said to you, it depends about your kind of talk. The main thing, you are allowed to talk without disrespecting the food. If it's mubah, mubah. If it is your talk is haram, is haram. If your talk is mustahab, mustahab. Till the end. Barakallahu fiqh.